welcome back to this very special night two, very intimate evening with Acoustic Syndicate here at the Altamont. I want to thank everybody individually for coming out. We appreciate the support. So the guys, I got a few quick notes. Again, we've got two bars. One's upstairs. We've got beer and wine up here. Downstairs is the full bar with the tabs and everything. Cash only upstairs. Please don't use any flash photography. It's a small room, dark, the whole deal. You get it. Want to thank our sponsors, Sierra Nevada, Roots Hummus, and Foggy Mountain Brew Pub for all the stuff they've done for us for the shows. Yeah. Love you both for them. Foggy Mountain's right down the street, so after the show, y'all should go check them out. Without any further ado, some very good friends, fantastic people, and wonderful musicians, Acoustic Syndicate.
Yeah. Some folks have it made. Thank you. Thank you. that he is anything else.
Thank you.
In the audience, we'd like to give some shout outs where they're due. And today is my father's 76th birthday. I think he's going to have And also, the person that kept us from going to jail many times while we were on the road, she kept us from going bankrupt many times.
Well, we still went bankrupt.
Actually, yes.
But we're not in jail.
Miss Gloria Chastain. And I think there's plenty more birthdays coming just right around the corner.
Diddy, Fitz 3, my son, Fitz 1, 2, 3. Yeah, he had a birthday a couple of days ago, too. Happy birthday.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Anybody else has got a birthday?
I got a friend whose cousin's
coming up.
Yeah.
Snake Oil Medicine Show fans in the house tonight. I've got myself one amongst you, so we'll send this one out to all the Asheville Snake Oilies. Thank you.
It's something that Billy Constable said to me when he was sitting on the couch here. And at first, you know, he was trying to talk to me, and I didn't quite understand what he said. I was like, Billy, I didn't quite get that. And he says it again, and I still didn't quite get it. And I wanted to. So I'm like, man, just tell me one more time, and I get my ear up there. And there's like this beautiful accordion and violin music playing in the background. He says, the accordion's out of tune.
So we're going to swap. Normally I hit the high line on this one, but I'm gotten old and out of shape, and I'm starting to sound more like Barry White. So Brian's going to hit the high line on this one. So
it's not 100%, so don't just hold back until you get through it. Thank you. Out on the river all day for about two hours, the 2 hour wrecking trip.
It turned into a 5 hour drank up all the beer, had another set of supply come in from the side of the road.
You guys called in?
Yeah, we did.
We totally called in beer now.
So we knew it. We heard the guy coming, the delivery guy was like, "Hey, I got your beer." So we have a drop-off point.
Somehow, magically, two boxes of beer came floating down the bank.
Here we are.
And I only had two.
Thank you.
raised right over the hill here in Franklin, North Carolina. And my grandfather, his name was Thomas Henry Christie, and he was a big old fella, and a big old tough guy. And he worked on the TVA back in the Great Depression, and he helped to build Fontana Dam. And there weren't a whole lot of jobs over in that area, you know, back in those days, so he took a job swinging a bush axe 6 days a week. Bushwhacker. Or clearing for the dam. And he did that for 4 years. 4 years. All right. And he told me a story one time when I was a kid. I was about 16 years old. About one of his buddies that was working in the camp there with him. And every Sunday they would come and collect everybody around Franklin. Take them over to Fontana and bring them back on Saturday night. And that was it. They worked over there all week. And just doing the most back-breaking menial labor you can possibly imagine. So, you know, back in those days, you know, the older guys really had it hard because, you know, they were wearing out. And he told me a story one time about one of his friends who was almost too old to keep going. And he said, if I could just get back to Georgia, I would go. And this is about that song. This song is about that story. So.
Cool.
It's called Sweetest Dreams. Sometimes I like to come down early when the sweetest breeze is blowing that old summer season.
Thank you. Thank you.
lady.
Your dreams are all coming true.
got a couple more songs to play for you. We're going to take a short break and come back and do it all again.
Yeah. A little bit louder when we come back.
Thank you.
Down and smile.
I'm gonna put you on that good one for a while, Lord.
Check two.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Somebody's going up on stage and pass it off.
Know where it came from?
Yeah, I got it. Hey, you guys, can we have the overall stage volume come down a little bit? It's killing me out here. Just a little bit would help. Jay, I have no bass in the house at all.
Ladies and gentlemen from New Orleans, Louisiana, Mr. Chris Jones on the percussion over there. What do you think? We need to do this again next year? Come on, baby.
When we come back from sound from a set break, we think we sound a lot better than we actually do. Thank you.
We're going to do an old Little Feet song now, if that's okay. Yeah. Written by Mr. Alan Toussaint. It's a thing, it's a thing, it's what pleases you. sunset for you. But the same sunrise that sets and shines for all of us. Thank you.
Auctioneer, when you sing that song, you have to hit it on something.
Hey, Brodsky, take Brian's vocal down in this mic in the sample.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
My hero, my mom, got me on the front row. Give me that word. I love it. Thanks a lot for hanging out here and listening to us. We're Acoustic Syndicate. We'll do it again next time. They'll have us down here. The next time, Jay's going to get everybody on the tubes. The French Broad River, so we'll have maybe 150 or so of us in here. Thanks a lot. You guys have a good one. Thank you.
hope it's not totally wrecked your whole scene here.
My strongest trial.